This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We are asking you a question as to whether or not the MCO period, did you use it to become an entrepreneur? Yes or no? Why or why not? You can let us know. We'll get to that in a moment, just after we've had an update from Bursa at break.
Yep. So the KLCI is down. It's up. I misread the wrong percentage. Oof. The KLCI is up by 0.17% at 1,612 points. Active stocks include VSolar Group Berhad, PA Resources, and PNEPCB Berhad. The ringgit is up against the US dollar at 4.04, up against the euro at 4.89, and up against the Aussie dollar at 3.12.
There we go. Do we have any updates on Instagram as
well? We do indeed. Actually, two people responded with the exact same response. So both Azif90 and 8Trera said, no capital.
No capital.
No capital.
Big deal, that.
Mm.
Right.
One might say it's very demotivating to not have capital.
That segue there was smooth. Transitions are wonderful. Anyway, so here's a story that we picked up originally from Fast Company. Of course, last year, for many of us, most of us, the majority of us, pretty much everybody was a bit difficult, you know. Mm. And I think we shouldn't be trying so hard for 2021 to be a massive leap forward. And you should probably instead take a moment to acknowledge what a difficult year that we've all been through. You know, and this question has come up, you know, how do you spark joy in a joyless time? And people have been asking this question and pushing this idea around. And, you know, if you were to ask somebody, Chris, you know, what would spark joy in you in this joyless time?
Well, the thing is that I have the sort of habit of trying to look at the silver lining when I can out of all this stuff. And a lot of it has been just making connections or kind of renewing connections with people that I didn't get the chance to talk to a lot in previous years.
Right. You know, so if you were to ask that same question a couple of years ago, it would have been, oh, you know, going on holiday to somewhere, or meeting somebody I've not seen for a while.
Going to a new restaurant.
Of course, we can't do any of that right now. That's a bit of a fantasy. You know, you might have got some joy from some of you. I don't know how you do this, you know, these Zoom workout classes. Not for me.
No.
You know, hour-long phone calls with friends. You know, these are all good things. But the stuff of like exploring a foreign city like we did a couple of years ago, a year or so ago, we just can't do that.
Yeah.
And it's okay for us to not try so hard in 2021. And I firmly believe that. You know, it's all about the idea that if you've hit a dead end, you don't need to worry, because most people have felt that way. Much of 2020 was spent just trying to cope and to adjust with all the ways in the world, the way the world has changed.
Mm.
And it's almost like we had to think about how we were going to breathe sometimes, literally and you know, hypothetically as well.
Mm.
So instead of asking that question, how do we take care of ourselves during what is still a very, very challenging time and create a little room for us to whatever emotional experience we're having, instead of thinking, how do we set bigger, better goals? How do we break bad habits? How do we prioritize the important things? How to achieve more this year than we did last year? How do we stay energized, inspired, and motivated, etc.? I honestly don't think thinking like that for a lot of people is mentally healthy.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't. And as much as we tell people to do these things here on Enterprise, I think sometimes people need a genuine break from it.
I think it's more, you know, if you have the capacity, right? You have the emotional and mental capacity to, you know, to build on what you were doing before, great. But, you know, survival is okay too.
Correct. So instead of just focusing on the things that you could focus on, the things that you can work on and you can accept. Now, here's the other thing. We've all been accustomed to saying, we're fine.
Mm.
So when somebody asks you how you're feeling, don't say, I'm fine if you're not. Instead, think of that question as a quick mental health check. How are you doing really? What do you need? You know, what's been on your mind? What would be helpful to talk through? Mediation can be useful here. You know, be a little bit self-reflective. Journal, perhaps. Do some painting. Do some arts and crafts. Have a bit of a conversation with somebody. You know, that means say how we feel. And not say how you feel. Don't just say fine.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a call for complaints, you know, it's, but mind over matter really, really works. Be gentle with yourself and with other people and allow that little bit of space for other emotions, because people generally are not fine.
Yeah.
You know, other people are likely to be a little bit more real, more vulnerable, if you keep it real as well. So when you hear somebody else tell you that they're fine, do you actually believe them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, be real with people. It allows them to return that favor. And one of the things we can benefit from right now is real, true human connection, whether it's a phone call, whether it's a quick FaceTime or a simple text. You've got that power to let somebody know that you're thinking about them, and you can act on it as a real sounding board.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of posts, especially on social media throughout this period of time about, you know, oh, I'm here if you want someone to talk to, just reach out. But sometimes people who are going through these emotions don't have the energy to reach out to you.
Right.
So, you know, if you are someone that, you know, feels that you can actually handle that and to be that sounding board for other people, you can also reach out to them and just be like, hey, how are you doing?
Right.
Are you okay?
Right.
Like, I've seen some stuff on your social media that's made me a little bit worried. So
yeah, I thought I'd just ask how you were doing.
Just checking in.
Yeah. And I am not the best of people to do that reaching out, you know, nor am I as receptive as I could be when people reach out to me as well, you know, and I know that because I've spent so much time away from home that I've almost built this little shell around myself, you know. But here's the thing that I like about this one little piece on this article. When all else fails, take a nap. Nothing is more crucial to your health, mental and physical, than sleep. Sometimes sleeping all the time can seem like a bit of a last resort, but actually we should move that up to the top of any list because everything seems more manageable and less dramatic when you're well rested.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a nap can often be the most productive thing that you can do. There's an article in Inc. magazine, and it recognizes power napping as a superpower. So that sounds like a superpower we all should be able to cultivate.
Mm-hmm.
I like to start the new year on the right foot. You know, you can set your goals for yourself and you can write down a bunch of New Year's new me statements. But this year, I feel that's not what I need. Mm-hmm. What I need more than anything else right now is just to take some time to sit with how the past year felt. And I'm sure there's a bunch of people out there who are on that same page. 2021 should be about real talk, real feelings, real communication, and showing up in an authentic way. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's optimistic, at least for me, to think of 2021 as like a fresh start. I know there were a lot of people who were kind of hoping that they could take, you know, that 31st of December as the clock struck 12.
Yes, that and COVID magically disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not so much to that extent, but to, you know, I think a lot of people were very, very hopeful. And it is good to be hopeful, but it's also good to just be realistic and to, you know, really sit down and have that moment of introspection with yourself and just check in on whether or not, like, you're actually okay or if you're struggling to keep your head above water.
Yeah. And ask your mates how they're doing.
Yeah.
Have a bit of a chat.
It's always nice. Even if you don't ask them how they're doing necessarily, it could just be like, saw you cooked a cool recipe the other day.
Yeah.
And then just
why
start
didn't
a conversation.
You send me some?
Yeah. You know?
You know what friends are like. You know, I don't, Christine, you've lived in England.
Yeah.
So you know what it's like. English people insult one another as a way of friendship.
Yeah.
You know, in a way of friendship. And it can get quite brutal, right?
Yeah. It's a very vitriolic sort of communication.
Exactly. So, you know, when I've not spoken to my brother in a while, it often starts with some kind of
swear word.
Insult or swear word. Yes. But it's done out of love. You know, it's like, hey, why didn't you send me any food? Or why didn't I get a Christmas card or whatever?
Yeah.
And it's that. Sometimes you just need that
humor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Humor helps a lot.
It does.
Let's take a break. Music. Better Than Ezra. It's a track called Good. When we come back, we're wrapping up with our final story of the day, of course. If you want to contribute to our poll, we're over on Twitter. The question is, did you use the MCO period to become an entrepreneur? Why or why not? Let us know. Also, via Twitter, for people like Ro who still use WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, and Instagram at BFM Radio 2. We'll be right back here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.